Hebrews 3 verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened for the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Welcome to today's exhortation, The Christian and His Influence in the Church. The Christian must be deeply spiritual. That Christians be spiritual people is evident. We have experienced a spiritual birth, John 3 verses 1 through 7. We worship in spirit, John 4 and verse 24. We offer up spiritual sacrifices, 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. And we are stones in a spiritual house, 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. We are to be spiritually minded, Romans 8 verses 5 and 6. We are led of the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, and live in the Spirit, Galatians 5 verse 16, verse 18, and verse 25. Now if a person is deeply spiritual, the following characterizes him. He is living for heaven, Philippians 3 verse 20 and 21. He is given to prayer, Luke 11, verses 5 through 13. He has a growing sense of satisfaction from continuing to win the victory over the three S's, self, Satan, and sin. We find this in 1 Corinthians 9, verse 27, and in 1 John 3, and verse 9. He possesses a deep trust in God and His providence, Romans 8, and verse 28. His life will give evidence that those holy virtues known as the fruit of the Spirit dwell in his heart. Galatians 5:22 and 23. We thank you for listening today to Exhortations.